In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, well, some new developments on Everglades restoration efforts, as the South Florida Water Management District has said it will not be able to comply with proposed deadlines and standards to lower phosphorus levels in the Everglades. The district's executive director, Carol Wheel, said in a letter that the $1.5 billion price tag and 2020 deadline are regrettably not achievable within existing revenue streams. Back in April, a federal judge ordered the EPA to draft a plan to reduce phosphorus levels, which gives the district until 2020 to build over 40,000 acres of water treatment areas to clean water headed to the Everglades. However, Wheel wrote that declining property tax revenue, coupled with the approximately 12-year timeline to build a water treatment area, means implementing these far-reaching solutions could come at the expense of other restoration projects, including the Everglades, Kissimmee River, and Lake Okeechobee projects. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.